Pete Buttigieg is officially the new U.S. Secretary of Transportation. The Senate confirmed his nomination yesterday, making him the first openly gay man to lead a cabinet-level department. It's also a major political step for the former presidential candidate and mayor of South Bend, Indiana. Here and now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us now. And Seth, what do we know about the new secretary's views on transportation, and what priorities do you think he'll bring to the department?
Well, he'll have more progressive views probably than the previous administration. This is not somebody, and this is unlike the previous Secretary of Transportation, Elaine Chao, who had sort of a deep background in the transportation world. But as mayor of South Bend, Indiana, he has promoted what you call smart growth initiatives, transit-oriented development, safe streets, those sorts of things. And we know that as Secretary of Transportation working under Joe Biden, a big rail advocate, that is probably going to be a priority too, because that has long been a priority of Biden's and was a part of his platform during the campaign.
What kind of role do you think he might play getting a major infrastructure bill passed?
Well, he'll be an important part of anything that does happen. We saw in the last 4 years the difficulty of getting it done. That, in fact, was a priority of President Trump's, now past President Trump's as well. He wanted to get infrastructure done. There was a lot of hope that that was an area where Democrats and Republicans could find common cause. And in the end, they didn't get most done of what a lot of people on both sides had hoped. So there will be difficulty there. But that'll be his role, is trying to figure out what horses they can trade in terms of roads and bridges and things that Republicans tend to favor. And on the Democratic side, rail, urban transit, those sorts of needs, which are being hit particularly hard during the pandemic.
Well, exactly. Speaking of that, it really has cut down ridership on train and bus systems around the country. What do you think? Might it change how the transportation department approaches that problem? Are they going to look at it as a short-term issue or a longer-term issue?
Peter, the transit systems are arguing that you have to think long-term, because right now, if you look at ridership on transit systems, you might think, is this really somewhere where we should be investing, putting more money just as fewer people are using the systems? Transit advocates say, look, you don't want to put this into what they call a death spiral, where the systems become less useful and then people stop using them because of that. There are all kinds of really draconian proposals in terms of transit budgets where, you know, you have rail systems. There's a proposal in Washington where Metro wouldn't run on the weekend. That's unlikely to happen. But as the systems become less useful, you would indeed perhaps have fewer people riding them. And then there you go, thus justifying lower investment, but creating longer term issues is what transit advocates at least say.
Yeah, I want to play this tape from Buttigieg during his Senate confirmation talking about inequality.
At their worst, misguided policies and missed opportunities in transportation can reinforce racial and economic inequality by dividing or isolating neighborhoods and undermining government's basic role of empowering Americans to thrive.
Quickly, Seth, what kind of projects would help achieve equality at the Department of Transportation under Buttigieg?
Well, buses versus rail is one thing. Investment in buses, it's less exciting, you might say, than some of the big infrastructure projects, but those are the systems that people of color tend to depend most on.
All right. Transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.